One in six Delaware high school kids attends a vocational technical school. WHYY's Chris Barish reports dozens of those students were just rewarded with a share of about $800,000 worth of apprenticeships and scholarships.
Ayanna Branch wants to cut hair for a living and someday own a salon. The Hodgson Votech senior plans to attend college to learn business skills so she can be an entrepreneur. But she's already turning heads, winning first place in the annual Delaware Skills USA contest. Going to a Votech school helped Branch focus on her future.
Votechs are really good because you get to try things out. And even if you want to go to college or you don't, you still have that opportunity. But you can always go straight to a job or just try something out and go to college for something different. So it's giving you a head start on basically whatever you want to do.
Budding pastry chef Kesia Jackson won for commercial baking. She earned a partial scholarship from Walnut Hill College in Philadelphia, which used to be called the restaurant school.
I had to bake a lot, bake cakes, pies, cookies, breads. Through Votech, I think that they actually toned my skills into being where I want to be.
Jim Hill, who teaches automotive technology at St. George's Tech, says they keep current so graduates are ready for today's workplace.
The automotive industry is huge. There's still trades that need skilled technicians in. The jobs are not going away. A lot of things are going with new technology, with hybrid vehicles and alternative fuels. So things are transitioning a little bit, but vehicles will be around still.
Votech education in Delaware has become so popular that some schools have waiting lists. And some traditional high schools and middle schools are offering Votech classes. From the Delaware desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.
It's 6:33. Good morning.